Now, we're about to hear from a business owner in Peterborough who says he is fed up and losing customers because of constant car racing and littering around his premises. So-called drifting has been an ongoing problem in other parts of Peterborough as well, including Orton Southgate. Paul Fuller is the warehouse supervisor at Cromwell Industrial Tooling in Fengate. He contacted us yesterday. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dottie.
So your email, which you've also sent to your new MP, Fiona Onosanya, it reads like a man at the end of his tether. How long have these problems been going on?
It's been going on for something like 18 months. Just lately, it's gradually getting worse.
So can you describe for us the area around Royce Road, around Carr Road?
Well, it is an industrial area. Full of businesses, light industrial units, not really residential, although there is houses not too far away. That's the sort of area we're in, and it's sort of a little bit off the beaten track if you don't really know where it is.
And what exactly is happening?
Well, usually at night we get people coming down here, chasing up and down the road. But the main issue is the litter problem. If they want to chase up and down the road, that's their problem. Whether they're doing it legal or not, I don't know. But there is so much litter left behind, I'm having to send people out in the mornings to clear not only our car park, but also the footpaths. There's a lot of glass, dirty nappies and stuff like that just left all over the place. You need to see it to believe it some mornings. And some mornings it's usually worse than others. Usually after the weekend, after a Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
And have you tried contacting the council about it?
Yes, we have contacted the council on various occasions. And to be fair, the council will send somebody down here and have a bit of a clear-up. But obviously the council only clear up what really is the council property, i.e. the road and stuff like that. It usually takes them probably 5 to 6 days to get that action plan moving and get them down here. But
so you're left with dirty nappies strewn alongside the road for a few days.
It's not very nice.
No.
And I have to obviously send people out to get it all cleaned up because I'm now getting customers coming into premises and saying, whatever's been going on down here at night, is there a massive party going on? I'm saying, no, we get this every night.
It's very tiresome, isn't it, Paul? Thanks for coming on the show this morning. That's Paul Fuller, who's the warehouse supervisor at Cromwell Industrial Tooling in Fengate. We did ask Peterborough City Council about this. They couldn't put anyone forward to speak, which is a real shame. And they couldn't put anyone forward to speak either yesterday when we were talking about this planning problem at Manor Drive in Peterborough. On this situation involving Fengate, they've told us they are aware of the issue of speeding cars in the area and working with Cambridgeshire Police to find a way of preventing this. Due to the concerns raised, they say Carr Road receives more frequent litter picking than many other areas of the city. We thought we'd have a word with Julie Howell on this, the leader of the Green Party in Peterborough, who's campaigned against drifting elsewhere in the city. And Julie, I know that littering is also a subject close to your heart.
Indeed it is. I mean, if you add dog mess to it, you've got all my favourite subjects in there, Dottie.
Right. So what do you make of this situation down Fengate?
I have huge sympathy for Paul, obviously, because this is something we've been struggling with over at the industrial estate at Orton Southgate for some time. I think it's probably important to differentiate here. So we have these big organised car cruises that attract up to 1,500 cars, and that's where you're going to get a lot of people, and wherever you get people, you get a lot of litter in. But those are occasional. What you get on all the other nights is people practising. So that's a different kind of antisocial behaviour. And, I feel the message is starting to get out to the organisers of these big cruises. But we've got a problem with all this fringe activity. And those people are not going to listen to us. They're going to come practice and make a mess. The council and the police have got to get more involved.
Well, it must be around 9 months or a year, I've thought, since we first spoke about the drifting issue in Orton Southgate and, tried to put a certain amount of pressure on Peterborough City Council and police to do something about it. Has anything changed?
It has. I mean, we kicked up a fuss again in the media in June, and on Saturday 1st of July, when we heard that a cruise was planned, the police did actually put on a dispersal order over the whole of Peterborough, and they broke up any groups where cars were kind of grouping together, and it totally worked. It was completely silent. So they are able to do it. I don't know what resourcing that takes from the police. Obviously, I want the police dealing with things like the situation in Yaxley, where you've got violence. Of course, we want the police dealing with that. But something needs to be done so that we can have silent weekends and silent weekday nights all of the time. And perhaps, I mean, something that's happening at Southgate that's kind of cheered us all up considerably is some planning request has gone through to turn one of the car parks into warehousing. That will put a stop to it. And what Paul's experiencing is going to be in car parks, because it's these big car parks that they love, where they're almost like little purpose-built racetracks where they're racing round and round and round. You've either got to change the layout of those so they don't work for drifters, or block them from coming in.
OK. And Paul, back to you just quickly. What kind of solution would you like to see from the City Council?
Having thought about this over a number of months, somebody suggested that if they could gate the road, that would be a good idea, and put like a barrier up with electronic passes for maybe the businesses that are down here. But just something as simple as speed bumps would probably be certainly effective, because it would definitely deter. If you can't race over speed bumps, you're not really going to come down here anyway.
Yeah, which means you're not going to drop the litter. Paul, thank you very much, and we'll keep in touch and see if anything gets better there. Paul Fuller there, Warehouse Supervisor at Cromwell Industrial Tooling, and also Julie Howell, leader of Peterborough Green Party, who has campaigned against drifting elsewhere in Peterborough.